I'm going to share with you one of the diciest moments of my life. After I got ordained as a priest in 2013, myself and another permanent deacon, he is also a dentist in Plano, we went to Vietnam for a mission trip. It's what a medical mission trip. And so that's what the first time I went as a priest. I went previously as a civilian, as a seminarian, but this time what a priest. And in all my naivete, whenever you enter Vietnam, you have to put on the visa or entry form, your occupation. I shouldn't have put a priest, but I did. I put my occupation as a priest. So when I came through the custom post, this custom officer looked at my U.S. passport and said, "You were born in Vietnam. You are a traitor. You are now a U.S. citizen. You're a traitor. I know you're bringing back some money. Tell me how much money you bring back so that you have to pay custom and import fee for all these things." And I was scared, you know. I grew up in a communist country before I went to Vietnam. I was scared. The police are powerful in Vietnam. And then at that moment, you know that when you're scared, your hands shake, right? And so I fist my hands, and then I just put them down like this, and I said, "How much money I bring in is none of your business. That money doesn't belong to you. It belongs to the poor." Oh, he did not like that answer. He said, go over there and stand. You're in big trouble." I said, "Fine." I stood for half an hour, and then I came over and I told him, "If you do not release me at this moment, I will call the U.S. Embassy and we'll talk." Then he released me. But then that wasn't the end, you know. When we went to Mother Teresa's sister's house, there were people who followed us. And then when we entered the convent, some of them questioned the sisters who kept the door. They go like, "Oh, you are a community of women. How come we saw several men entering? Are you hiding somebody?" Mother Superior, she's more courageous than I. She said, "Well, You go ahead and climb the fence and see what our dog's gonna do to you." She locked the door. And she basically just told us, "You stay in for 1 or 2 days and we'll find a way to get you out." So, and she said, 2 days later, she told us to slide down as she pulled the curtain off the van so that we can get out and go into the country. So, we went into the country, and we went to the indigenous people to do some medical work. And of course, the local officials asked us for our passport again. And this time, they made us stay at a hotel that they built so that they can charge us $50 to $60 a night, US dollars, make some money on the side. And of course, they took our passport, saying that we got to make sure that you're not doing anything against the good of the nation, you know. And then, of course, for the next several days, we registered our work already. But we knew exactly that there were people, there were spies that were looking at us. Because, you know, maybe I know because I can see by the way that they speak and they're on the phone all the time reporting back. I was a little bit afraid, but never during those times did I lose my peace. I said, "The Lord Jesus, if you already let us here, help us to carry out the work that you want us to do." And through it all, they just kept an eye on us. Of course, at the end of our mission trip, the local official, all of a sudden, acted nice And they wanted a picture. Because guess what? They turned it all around and said that it was him who brought the Americans to give the best medical care for his people. And so he get all the glory. Who care about all these stuff, you know? But I'm sharing with you this story to tell you and I, perhaps we don't see that in America as much, but it's happening a lot around the world. And oftentimes, the government become the source of oppression toward their own people. We are all human beings. Even with our best intention, corruption comes in, bribery comes in, and the ego comes in. And no matter with what intention, with what revolutions that we might have, all revolutions will fall short once the people who began the revolution are in power. Power corrupts people. Because once someone had power, he or she wants to keep those power to him or herself. But yet, today Jesus tells us not to be afraid of being Christians. The world can intimidate us, and we could oftentimes get in trouble for being disciples of Christ. But Jesus told us not to be afraid. And as a matter of fact, biblical scholars have said that today's gospel reading give us an insight of what happened to the early Christian community. Imagine, they were being persecuted, being pushed out of their local synagogues, being mistreated, being persecuted, and at times too being hurt for their faith. And of course, they asked the question, why do we have to endure all of this? And that's why the gospel was written, to confirm the faith of believers, to let them know and to let us also know that discipleship is always an inconvenience. My brothers and sisters, please listen to me. Our faith, discipleship, is always an inconvenience. Because if our faith is only a convenience for us, then it becomes a form of entertainment. It become a form of, oh, I go to get what I want to hear. And then Jesus Christ is no longer preaching the truth that set us free. We remain as we are. Discipleship is always an inconvenience because it challenges us to go beyond ourselves, our expectations, our demands, our fears, our reservations, in order to give ourselves totally to the Lord Jesus Christ. And as you have heard in the first reading today, the prophet was scared because of all his enemies wanted him to die, wanted him to suffer. But he said that the Lord is my vindication. He is my hope. He is my all. Therefore, my brothers and sisters, if I have one advice for you, it that in your own time and in my time, we will be falsely accused by other people and sometimes within our own Catholic families because of jealousy, because of other means. But do not be afraid. Be firm in the truth. Don't sway. Be firm, and the lies will shed away. And the one who try to frame us or do whatever they say behind our back in order to get what they want, the truth will prevail. Not perhaps in a short moment, but it will prevail. And if we have to suffer for the truth, it's okay. God knows our heart. And God is the one who justified us. And God is the one who will vindicate us at the end. Because Jesus said clearly, do not be afraid of the people who can only kill you in the body. Because this is not the end. Our life is eternal with the Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my brothers and sisters, don't let the inconveniences of our faith deter us from doing what is right, to stand up for what is true, and to always be faithful to the gospel. My brothers and sisters, I know at American Catholics, we were taught from up young, because from the beginning, this society, America, would never land for Catholics. For the longest time ever, we were labeled as traitors, as papists, loyal to the Pope and not to this country. And so for many generations, we're scared of being Catholics. And we become silent of living our faith as if it's a shame. And then slowly, politics get the best out of us, that we're scared of not living the gospel, and we allowed ourselves to be defined by politics. But that's not who we are. Perhaps it comes from my own experience that I trust no politicians, that I think all of them are corrupts, and I think all of them give lip service. If you don't believe me, if you watch the National Assembly for the Vietnamese government, all of them fall asleep because they already know that they're just giving lip service. Nothing changes. You know, at the end of the day, the real change begins with us, not with politics, but how we live our life, how we are committed to the gospel, and how we care for others. If Vietnam and other poor countries, if the church in those places waited for policies to happen, politicians to get to work, things would never get done. And the poor would always be abandoned and forgotten. But guess what the church did? She finds way to adapt and be creative in those situations. One of the women that I truly admire in my whole life, it's the Mother Superior of Mother Teresa's sisters in Vietnam. She, those who follow me on Facebook will know that in recent times, she struggled with breast cancer and she just had to remove one of her breasts out. But she's so strong in her faith that as a young woman, during the toughest time after the fall of Vietnam, she was literally hauling Bible in Vietnamese to pass out to people. And when the communists captured her, she said, sure, I know I'm gonna go to jail. Go ahead and put me in jail. And she actually went to jail for several times until they finally released her because she almost died in jail. And after she recuperated, she did it again because she know who she's belonged to. So I pray for us too as America, as Americans, and as Catholics in America, let us not be ashamed of our faith and our call to discipleship. And never let our discipleship be just for convenience, for gain. But truly let our discipleship in Christ Jesus become a testament louder than our words. And don't wait for politics to change our nation and the world, but allow our charity and our love in Christ to change one another by how we change our own lives first. May the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of Him changes us so that that fire of His love burn and keep the world filled with the gift of the Spirit.